mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is already Friday, and we're talking about the 18th day of March 2005. Andre Aglazian will be joining us coming up in the next hour to talk about our private central bank, the Federal Reserve. Look at this BBC News article, Lab Fireball May Be Black Hole. A fireball created in a U.S. particle accelerator has the characteristics of a black hole, a physicist has said. It was generated at the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider in New York, U.S., which smashes beams of gold nuclei together at near light speeds. Now, I've talked a lot about this. These particle accelerators, top physicists, top scientists, have said could create an antimatter chain reaction and destroy thousands of square miles, an entire planet, an entire solar system, or even blow a huge hole in a galaxy. I mean, back in the 40s, my friends, they were making A-bombs that blow up whole cities. It's 2005. And a large majority of top physicists have warned the government and other scientists, and they don't stop, they don't care. The globalists just keep on doing it because they're on power trips and think that they're invincible. Very scary article from the BBC, and this is the real deal. We will be discussing this, and it just illustrates what could happen. The San Francisco Chronicle and the Associated Press have reported that the government, the Pentagon, in the last decade, has successfully developed antimatter bombs. Antimatter warheads. Boy, if that doesn't get the NSA listening, I don't know what will. But this is the kind of stuff the general public really has no idea about, even though it's in the scientific journals. Antimatter bombs. Boy. That's just wonderful. And the excuse is, well, if we don't develop it, somebody else will. Wonder how long we're going to be here. Wonder how long there's even going to be a planet, ladies and gentlemen. Japanese spy plane flies near islands disputed with South Korea. Malibu gas station already charging more than $3 a gallon. Pentagon developing super speed aircraft, says report. And, of course, they're going to be unmanned. In a blow to Lord Bush, senators reject cuts to Medicaid. McGuire refuses to say if he took steroids or not. Hey, what's wrong? You should probably be governor of a major state. McGuire said he admired Hitler. He might be able to become president. Of course, he doesn't, so he won't be able to. But it's bad if you use steroids. Good if Lord Schwarzenegger uses them. And more on the Russian war games aimed at practicing invasion of Taiwan, also Israel, armed itself with nuclear option 40 years ago, ex-minister says. Ooh, this is now just now mainstream news. They have over 200 nuclear devices. They have submarines and cruise missiles and medium-range missiles and fighter bombers and bombers, and they're ready. Also, EU fusses over cyberhumans. Yes, that's the Register headline. We'll tell you the details of that as well. U.S. Army asks for longer estimates as recruitment number falls. They lower their recruitment level so they can claim they're reaching their goal. That's a nice way of cooking the books. This and a lot more coming up on the other side of this quick break. And your calls, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. And the websites, InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Andre Eggleston, or Eggleston, is joining us coming up in the next hour to talk about our private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve, who has created a system where it's impossible for us to ever get out of debt. It is a system, just like the IMF and World Bank system, when we have their own documents, designed to destroy the middle class, to create a giant underclass, and have a teeny tiny elite running and owning everything. It is not free market. It is criminal. It is the centerpiece of the New World Order. And for years and years and years, I mean, every week I talked about the Federal Reserve. Every week I talked about aspartame and fluoride. And, you know, these are the staple issues, the Uniform Commercial Code, the comprehensive annual financial reports. These are the things that I talked about predominantly before 9/11. I mean, in the year before 9/11, I started talking more and more about government-sponsored terrorism because I could see that they were preparing to move into the martial law phase. But it is important to bring back experts on the Federal Reserve. We've had them all on, the Eustace Mullins of the world, the Red Beckmans of the planet, the Congressman Ron Pauls, the folks that write the books like The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have them all on from time to time. But Andre, who's coming on the next hour, has written a great book. He's very informed, very articulate when it comes to the Federal Reserve. It'll be the first time he joins us. So I'm looking forward to that coming up in the next hour. And again, as I said in the last segment, we'll have wide open phones today. at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Let me plunge into this right now. In the last 10 years, I like to read some scientific journals, just occasionally. I'm not a big science buff, but I find it interesting. And I know that when they were going to build the superconducting super collider outside Dallas, Texas, just south of Dallas, in the Waxahachie area, it was going to be the biggest superconducting super collider in the world. Now it's an underground private CIA training base. I'm not kidding. That's the Dallas Morning News. The thing is like, you know, 80 feet high inside. They built about two-thirds of it. It goes for, I forget, almost 100 miles. The thing is gigantic. It's huge. And they canceled it. They canceled it, and then they transferred much of its funding and its experts to the European Union's superconducting super collider that they did construct. But there's lots of these superconducting super colliders, but the bigger they are, the more sophisticated tests they can do. For those that don't know what a superconducting super collider is, basically it's a couple generations more advanced than the technologies that developed the atom bomb and the hydrogen bomb. The nuclear age, as it was called back in the 60s. And the majority of top physicists and theoretical physicists and scientists of the mathematical persuasion that study this, even though they want government funding, they've been honest and said, look, we don't know what these superconducting super colliders will do. We don't know what these fission fusion reactors will do. There's a whole class of this stuff. It could create an artificial sun, which they actually do in miniature, and then use these giant fields that they project to hold it in place, to try to derive energy from it. They've got these big devices where they can take one element and create a totally new element. They've created hundreds of new elements, but it's so expensive to make the new elements that they can't mass produce them. And you tell the average person this, I mean, I get emails laughing at me. I've gotten calls before on the TV show, which sometimes, you know, you get more of a dumbed-down audience watching than this incredibly intelligent and informed audience. And you're crazy. They can't make black holes. They can't make suns. They can't. They don't. There's no such thing as all this when I'm, you know, reading scientific journals, major magazines. It's, you know, most people who read know about this. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans don't. It's kind of like genetic engineering. I've told the stories of people tapping me on the shoulder. Hey, man, you're a liar. There's no such thing as spider goats. You know, I had biology in 73 at UT, and, well, it's 2000, buddy. You know, back at, I've had the CEO on. It's CNN. It's CBS News. I mean, people deny stuff that is already public. It's like world government. The media and the culture told us there's no such thing as world government in the last 20 years. If anybody talks about it, they're a kook. Or it's code word for racism or some other mindlessness. And then now, you know, you read the CBC News articles, you read the big Canadian papers, the Mexican papers, we're losing our sovereignty, Pan-American Union, they're signing the documents. And this is in the last month. And I've got some of the mainstream news articles out of Canada on this today. Chertoff, the Homeland Security head's going, hey, it's not the American Union. Don't worry about top off three, this big drill with Canada. You know, don't worry, we're not taking your sovereignty now. Canadians, don't protest. Well, that's exactly what it is. But because they told you it didn't exist, see, they're good at this. Before they roll something out, before they announce something, before they do something, they tell you it doesn't exist. Bad people say it exists. And they say it thousands of times. You hear it, so when they finally announce it, you still don't criticize it because it's almost like, well, it's taboo. It's politically incorrect. It's like black helicopters. You know, that's just kind of an iconic cultural word or term for government black ops, for covert operations in this country. four super secret special forces that have done anti-terror drills in the last 10 years, terrorizing almost every major city in the country, firing bullets into restaurants while people eat in Miami, crashing helicopters in downtown Houston and killing people, blowing up police stations 3 days after the police move out, terrorizing citizens. I mean, if you've seen Police State 2000, you've seen police chiefs on video saying they tried to bribe them, police chiefs admitting foreign troops, you know, next door to nursing homes, blowing up buildings. And look, I have to admit, 10 years ago, people call into my show, Alex, black helicopters, you know, I live in Old St. Louis, and they were flying around, it's in the newspaper, and I'd go, I wasn't using the internet at that time, I'd go, yeah, sure. You know, the internet was so fledgling, like in 95, I had a computer, wasn't even online, but got going in 96, and finally the newspaper article started coming in, I'd say, mail that to me. Well, it'd come in the mail, I'd be reading mainstream news articles, special forces firing automatic weapons. The public was terrified. People had heart attacks. Thought it was a Russian attack. So I said, well, why then does the news keep making fun of black helicopter people? I mean, these are in newspapers, but never on the national news. Always in a regional newspaper. And so then when you talked about it, you got attacked. And you'd hear I remember a Dish Network ad or some ad for satellite TV, and it's, yeah, black helicopters are flying around, and I'm going to be washing cars on Mars for the Martians. It was like some weird kooky guy talking part of the ad. You know, just everywhere it was, you're a kook if you talk about it. You're a kook if you discuss it. It doesn't exist. And then they started attacking Texas, and I'm sitting in the police chief of San Antonio's office going, well, they tried to bribe us and big satchels of money. And I went to other towns, smoking buildings, you know, video of black helicopters attacking. And then I was in the front page of the Statesman, headline, Army terrorizes South Texas, black helicopters swarm, and they admitted it, but then right next to it, called me a conspiracy theorist because I didn't like it. So see, they were still creating a stigma. It, really weird. Well, it's the same thing with these superconducting super colliders and these other high-tech systems they've got, these other laboratories. I mean, here's the BBC... today, the 18th of March, 05, Lab Fireball may be black hole, which is exactly, I know it doesn't exist. I understand. A fireball created in a U.S. particle accelerator has the characteristics of a black hole, a physicist has said. It was generated at the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider in New York, U.S., which smashes beams of gold nuclei together at near light speed. Because of gold's reflectivity, it's perfect for high-speed acceleration. And Horiatu Nasati says his calculations show the core of the fireball has a striking similarity to a black hole. His work has been published in the preprint website, arxiv.org, and is reported in the New Scientist magazine. When the gold nuclei smash into each other, they are broken into particles called quarks and gluons. I'm pronouncing that right. I know it's quarks. These form a ball of plasma about 300 times hotter than the surface of the sun. That's a real good idea to do that here on the planet. If you want to do that, go out to Mars and do it. The fireball, which lasts just... There needs to be a law this cannot be done on the planet. That will, by the way, encourage space exploration for... Then you get into the problem of the people off-planet are more advanced and they dominate us. I know. This is all going to happen, too, if we don't kill ourselves. These form a ball of plasma about 300 times hotter than the surface of the sun. This fireball, which lasts just 10 million billion billions of a second, can be detected because it absorbs jets of particles produced by the beam collisions. And the problem with this is if that black hole gets purchased and starts feeding on outside particles, it can start growing. Oh boy, not very good. But the scientist at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, says there is something unusual about it. 10 times as many jets are being absorbed by the fireball as were predicted by calculations. The Brown researcher thinks the particles are disappearing into the fireball's core and reappearing as thermal radiation. Just a matter is thought to fall into a black hole and come out as a Hawking radiation. The physicist Hawking. We'll be back. Stay with us.
to the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Government and private corporations are doing genetic engineering, in many cases having no idea what it's going to cause, what it's going to do. They could give rise to super viruses or super bacteria that could wipe out hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. They are wildly engaging in cross-species engineering, chimeras. They are just hand over fist in an out-of-control, uncontrolled revolution, engaging in all of this manipulation with the very makeup of matter itself at the subatomic level. The Pentagon is now admitting they have, it's just quietly admitted, Oh, yeah, we are developing antimatter bombs. Oh, that's nice. They're just doing it all. And then they just, believe me, if they're telling you about this, it's a lot more advanced. We have up in New York, same place they've got the military bases with these spider goats that produce body armor out of their udders, their milk. It goes on, however, even if the ball of plasma is a black hole, it is not thought to pose a threat. At these energies and distances, gravity is not the dominant force in a black hole. But I thought you just said that this isn't following any of the mathematics they previously were subscribing to. And Hawking had been saying he thought he was wrong about his black hole theory of it emitting a type of dark radiation. Again, the Brown researcher thinks the particles are disappearing into the fireball's core and reappearing as thermal radiation, just as a matter is thought to fall into black holes and come out as Hawking radiation. But again, I'm not the big physicist. I just listen to some of the most respected physicists out there, and they say this is very dangerous. But hey, ever onward and upward. We had stuff back in the late 40s that would blow up whole cities. Imagine how big and powerful it is now, and let's just have fun with it. I mean, the globalists are so powerful, they wouldn't let anything bad happen. Globalists know it all. That's what they think up in their ivory towers. They're completely power drunk. And they've got that excuse, if we don't develop it, somebody else will. And so one day, you may be out there, you know, with your children at the playground, swinging them in the swings, and you feel just a millisecond of heat when you all evaporate or sucked into a big fat black hole, or there's a superconducting super collider reaction, and there's an explosion, and it blows up the entire planet, or maybe it just burns the surface of the Earth into a crisp. Or maybe it just blows up a few thousand square miles. Who knows what it'll do? Or maybe nothing bad will happen. Maybe it'll all be okay, even though the mathematics show there's a real good chance it'll kill everybody. That's okay. The mathematics show it. Let's just ignore it. How does that sound? Let's just keep doing it. Here, let's take different particles and slam them into blocks of uranium and plutonium and slam them into blocks of lead and gold and titanium, and let's just keep slamming them into things. Let's just do it every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in dozens and dozens and dozens of these facilities around the world. Everything's okay. I saw on PBS probably 15 years ago. That was longer than that. It's back when I lived in Dallas. I remember watching PBS one afternoon. I got home from school, and well, they had video on there. They were showing these different systems where they create fission fusion, artificial suns. They have these giant machines that, I mean, you know, multi-story buildings in size, focusing all their power into these different fields to hold the artificial suns in place. You know, I hate to use the example of a movie, but have you seen the new Spider-Man movie came out last year? And where the bad guy, I mean, a lot of the stuff they put in those comic books, you know, is from real-world stuff. You know, the bad, evil character is creating this energy source, this artificial sun, and it starts growing and sucking everything into it. Well, that comes from real scientific systems, real developments, real things. And the globalists argue, well, we've got to have a global government to control all this stuff, or some rogue nation will get it and kill all of us. The problem with that is it's the globalists that are developing all of this. And it's the globalists handing out these technologies and not restricting their deployment. I mean, if we really educated people about this, we could maintain national sovereignty and have treaties, truly independent treaties between nations, not to develop this. But that's not going to happen. The globalists have got to create a crisis so we all accept the global government. And the globalists could blow up a city and claim it was an experiment gone bad. There's also, and then get global government out of that. These are the real things we've got to face and discuss. We'll come back, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
All right, we're going to go to Stavros, Kyle, Jeff, Patrick, and others here in just a minute or two, and then I'm going to plunge into all the other economic and geopolitical news. More information about the Pan American Union. Homeland Security Director Chertoff is telling Canadians, don't be upset, we're not taking your country over. He actually says, this isn't part of an American Union, because that's all over their newspapers, because the actual documents say that. They can watch Bush almost 4 years ago, coming up on 4 years ago, when he was in Canada, where they were openly on C-SPAN talking about it. It's all happening, so that's coming up as well. Before we go to your calls, in the next hour we've got an expert on the Federal Reserve joining us, a very interesting, intelligent gentleman who I look forward to just talking with, Andre Eggleston. But my friends, my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, has been shipping all week long. It is by far my best and most powerful and best produced documentary film. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. And it's not just a great video. You also support what we're doing here, the websites, the radio show, future films, all of it. You make this broadcast possible, quite frankly. The video, the first 35 minutes, cover the nightmare police state that we saw at the RNC, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, police arresting people for no reason, threatening to arrest us over and over again. then the next hour of the film is the most concise, focused, hard-hitting 9/11 documentary out there, bar none. The film, again, is really three documentaries in one. Then the third part, a whole nother hour, is about the elite that runs things, their mindset, their ideology, their driving philosophy, what makes them tick. We show how the Nazis grew out of a German death cult that created Bohemian Grove, that created Skull and Bones, that controls our country and is supporting Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger. We also confront David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations. He doesn't deny the rituals. He just says none of your business at Bohemian Grove. We also confront Michael Moore for doing a 9/11 whitewash. It's a powerful video that is nonstop information and is riveting, according to all the reviews we've been getting from folks that have been watching it at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've been putting up a lot of sections of the film, of course, for free for the general public to watch in hopes that you'll wake others up and in hopes you'll become members at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the new film in its entirety and to look at all the other videos I've done there on the website, my weekly TV reports. And, of course, on top of my weekly TV reports I do, you can now get my Best of Austin TV show. It's one Best of Austin. And the Reader's Poll, now you can get that anywhere in the country or the world if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Usually two episodes a week, always one episode a week. Sometimes I just run a tape for the second show if I'm really, really busy. But bottom line, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Takes about a minute and a half to sign up. You get your own private, secure code for your exclusive membership. Or just order a hard copy of that video, the new video, or any of the films or other books or videos I carry by other great researchers and authors at Infowars.com. You can order via the secure shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get the films or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I beseech thee, get the films, make copies of them. I've done the math. One video, if you make 10 copies, and half the people that get the film from you make copies, can turn into over 100 videos. Easily. If you, let's say 1,000 videos go out, and half the people make 10 copies, we're looking at over 1 million videos. And it is such an incredible effect that you've had, ladies and gentlemen, by making copies. So get martial law, make copies, please. 1-888-253-3139. It is up to you to take action. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Thank you so much for holding. And Stavros in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a story up here, keeping up, I guess, with what you could call pedophile week. I got this thing from Workers' Vanguard, which is from the Spartacist League Trotskyites. I'm just going to quote a couple of things from their article. You can find this online, too. It says about NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Lovers Association.
And for those that just joined us, we did two interviews this week with Senator DeCamp exposing this
and
how it connects into Gannon and the fake reporters. And then we also interviewed Tom Flacco.
You're right.
He also interviewed a retired New York City detective, but go ahead.
That's right. So it says NAMBLA's, North American Man-Boy Lovers Association, name is perennially dragged through the plentiful Boston mud, having been pounded for over 20 years by media smears and witch-hunting prosecutions. We and the Spartacist League Trotskyite have repeatedly defended this tiny beleaguered group as an elementary act of proletarian decency. We oppose criminalizing their advocacy of the eminently reasonable proposition that youth who have sexual feelings be allowed to express them. NAMBLA simply advocates the decriminalization of consensual sex between men and boys. So they're basically out in the open promoting pedophilia. And what people have to remember...
Sir, and of course the Trotskyite Spartacus League, and Spartacus was the code name of Adam Weishaupt, so you can see that right there in your face. The neocons, and this is mainstream news, folks. We're talking ABC News, Globe and Mail. They are Trotskyites. We've had Ron Paul on. They were the Fourth International that said we've got to take over the conservatives in America. But the American Psychological Association, founded by the convicted CIA kidnapper, this is even on the History Channel, Dr. Ewing Cameron, came out 4 years ago and said that pedophilia is good. And then when Dr. Laura came out against it, she was boycotted and attacked. She's the bad person for being against it. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, this is sick. And the thing is, like, some of these people who are putting the newspaper out, like, when they were asked, oh, you know, where do you get the money to, you know, to print out so many newspapers, right? Like, these other groups like Socialist Worker, et cetera, et cetera. They're like, oh, we get money from businessmen who invest in us. And they say, oh, they don't care because they, quote, unquote, make money off of this. But
no, I hear you. Listen, I appreciate your call. I mean, look, on this whole horrible subject, you've got to understand, folks, that they are trying to change our worldviews. They are trying to manipulate us to accept all this. And the globalists are predators, bottom line. And NAMBLA, this was in my first film. We just mention it in passing when we mentioned how Kurt Waldheim was a Nazi and how the UN protected him and didn't want him to lose his job. When it came out, he was a top Nazi, I mean, actually doing the killings. And then on top of it, we show how the UN has NAMBLA as a member of its non-governmental organizations. And on top of that, it's now come out with the UN putting out these child handbooks for the third world promoting this. It is so horrible. These people exploit children. They do horrible things. They need to be put in prison, or if they hurt children, they need to be executed. I want them executed after a jury of their peers finds them guilty. And in case you think this is an oxymoron or I'm being contradictory, I am for the death penalty. I just believe this government is so criminal and has been caught framing so many innocent people that I don't trust this government to carry out the death penalty. People that don't understand that, that's a three-dimensional view of politics. Again, in politics, it's either you are or you aren't. To understand this, look, I believe in the state death penalty. I believe in the state death penalty, and I do believe there should be the appeals process. It's a very serious situation. And I believe it should only be in the most extraordinary of cases, and death penalty should only be handed down in the sentencing phase by a jury of the peers. We need to kill these people. All right? It's really that every mammal out there on the face of the earth will defend itself and its young to the... unto death. But I do not support a federal death penalty because the federal government is completely and totally criminal. And if it continues to federalize the states, I will oppose the death penalty outright. But there, you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We need to execute these people. Kyle in California. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. And,
welcome.
Thank you for your humble attitude. I really appreciate it. It's refreshing. I just want to say a few weeks ago, I vividly remember checking out MSNBC, the little bottom line where the real news is. Arnold has no regrets about taking steroids, and we got all this hubbubaloo. It's pretty funny to me.
Well, see, that's his M.O. is just flaunting. Yeah, so what? I did it to the women. Yeah, so what? I took steroids. Yeah, so what? I'm in gay magazines. Yeah, so what? Yeah, so what? I like Kurt Waldheim. I don't care if he's a Nazi. So what? I mean, it's just so what? I mean, give me a break.
What a tremendous example.
By the way, he has been the poster boy for steroids, folks. He made them fashionable in the 80s. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what a tremendous role model for our young athletes in the States here. A beautiful leader.
Let me tell you something. Listen, I know people that have taken anabolic steroids. I've talked to doctors. They are really bad for you. Now I see articles going, well, steroids aren't that bad. Oh, no, they're not that bad. They just enlarge your heart and make you aggressive and make your male genitalia basically get cancer, shrivel up to nothing. I mean, this is horrible. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was a great section in martial law there about that at the end there. And I want to say, I don't know if you intended to, but I caught myself laughing so many times at these compromising positions you would get these guys in that it's kind of a de facto comedy, I thought. But actually, I'm calling for a specific reason, Alex. I've heard a couple times about you guys commenting about, and some callers commenting about Amy Goodman and Democracy Now!, and I've heard myself around here. She's a very radical speaker and got some pretty hardcore views, but there's also some other, it's not her, is that entire show. There's Juan Gonzalez, who's been uncovering the depleted uranium, and all kinds of other people involved in that. And I was wondering if you would have somebody on from that show and have some Bin Laden debate, because on this show there seems to be no question at all, but in the rest of the world there definitely seems to be the belief that this is our enemy. And I just wonder if you could help me out with that. I would greatly appreciate it. And thanks also for
elaborate. So, I mean, maybe I'm dense. Bin Laden, I don't understand.
Well, I'm just the view. I understand Amy Goodman in her public speeches views Bin Laden as the enemy, and there gets into this freedom fighter mindset, much like Ward Churchill. And so, instead of recognizing Bin Laden as a useful tool, like I feel he is, the view still remains
by useful tool. You mean of the globalist?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Let me try to answer that. I have some friends who get her show on satellite on 5 days a week on Austin Cable. They're the sponsors of it. They've been very effective at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of access TV stations around the country to get the access stations, and some of my friends are the sponsors of it here locally, to get it on 5 days a week. And they're also on regular cable, one on the Free Speech Network. That's how they get it, on Free Speech TV. And so I've watched, in fact, it comes on before my show. I only get the show twice a week. The show as important as this gets to be on every day, 5 days a week here locally. But I'm on right after it. And so a lot of times when I'm done setting up the live broadcast, I'll flip it on and watch 10 minutes of it. And it's just a bunch of garbage. I mean, I have to really be honest with you. I mean, yes, 80% of it's really good. Depleted uranium's bad. The globalists are bad. Globalization is bad. But, oh, Bin Laden's real, and he attacked us. And the Democrats are going to save us, and guns are bad, and the UN is good. See, the globalists know you're going to wake up to the fact that something's controlled. And they hope you knock through one level of it and then think, oh, it's liberal or conservative, or one group's good and the other group's bad. No, both sides are controlled. And then Ward Churchill takes it even further. Ward Churchill comes out and says, you know, Bin Laden's basically a freedom fighter, and the people that died in the towers weren't innocent. They were basically the technocracy of the Nazis. And that plays into the paradigm. I mean, the neocons get to point to that and see how bad the left is. See how bad they are. They're saying Al-Qaeda's good. See, they're traitors. Let's arrest all these people and put them in work camps. Whereas the facts show, you have to be an idiot not to know this if you're informed, that Al-Qaeda's CIA controlled, that the Arabs never stood to gain from these attacks, that they've all denied it, that none of them are connected to it, that this is a CIA-controlled body with a bunch of useful idiot Arabs under it who think they're part of some jihad, when really they're the crisis creator, so the globalists can go in and take over the Middle East. And so Ward Churchill comes out and plays into that. Michael Moore comes and plays into it. You know, Bush is an idiot. He was fishing too much. He was on too many vacations. That's why Al-Qaeda was able to attack us. Well, that takes the whole debate and falsifies it into, you know, Bin Laden really is out there still threatening us. Bin Laden's real. Bin Laden's a real threat. Not that he's a CIA creation protected by Bush and his controllers. So this is what they do, Kyle. And, Amy Goodman. Yeah, I ought to try to get Amy Goodman on this show. Jeff in Ohio. Go ahead, Jeff.
Prison TV member listening on the GCN 32K feed. I caught a almost unbelievably humorous story the other day on a news channel where they were hiding police in the woods with battery-operated radar guns, dressed up in camo to catch speeders. And after I watched it, I heard them mention a computer system that they use called the Prophecy Computer System. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you'll love this. This is a new one. PittsburghLive.com is the it's a Valley News Dispatch. And state police computer screen is replacing colored pins on county maps to help maintain state police to predict crime trends. A goal to identify trouble spots and better direct patrols to reduce drunken driving, accidents, and deaths. And they say that this is great, a valuable tool to help protect citizens.
Well, this is all part of the militarization, and they're training our police to be covert. So, and I am aware of them dressing up in camo and hiding in the woods around the country. But they train them on something innocuous like that, then it shifts over into something much more serious. Stay there. We'll discuss it more on the other side, Jeff.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, I'll have no place to stay. Going down now. That's right, when the levee breaks, there's already big holes in the dam of the New World Order. Their lies are being exposed more and more readily every single day. Let's go now to Jeff, and let him finish up so I can go to Patrick and Lynn and others. Jeff, This is very interesting. Yeah, everything is the military garb, the military salutes, military activity, governors, mayors, county commissioners, cops, firemen call us civilians. Well, we're all civilians. We have a civilian government. But the nomenclature is all changing. And it's all becoming militarized. Anything else?
Just, you know, it amazes me, since you've opened my eyes to the New World Order, how they use these Orwellian biblical terms to name these things that are set to control us.
Yeah, they call the big computer in Brussels, and this is mainstream news, this is not a joke, the Beast. They call these different RFID systems, Angel, Digital Angel, Archangel, Revelation, and it's a flaunting. I wasn't aware of this particular program you mentioned, but it sounds loving.
Yeah, prophecy. So you might want to check into that.
It's pre-crime. That's what they're saying. They're prophesying with their computer algorithm models. And I did know these programs they're putting in the police cars and swiping your driver's license and cameras on the squad cars in L.A., constantly scanning faces as they drive, scanning license plates. It's all part of freedom, sir.
Well, we're lifting you up in prayer, Alex. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and,
Well, I appreciate your call, and God bless you, my friend. I salute you, Jeff in Ohio. Patrick in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
What would the police do if we took somebody against their will and drugged them like these psychiatrists do? It'd lock us up, wouldn't they?
Well, that's part of the freedom, sir.
Yeah, well, I read that... Every minute and 15 seconds, there's somebody involuntarily committed into a mental institution, drugged against their will.
I too have read that number, yes.
And I read a report of one woman where she had dried blood on her face and blood on her gown, and the police came in. They had noticed she'd bit and chewed her mom's flesh off of her mom.
Well, I think she needs to be in the mental institution.
Well, it was reported she had taken Prozac earlier, so...
No, of course.
You know, these scientists are so smart. I mean, why don't they get a brain and try it themselves, you know?
I hear you, and thanks for the call. Look, they admit that, again, they try to claim, well, that's because people are already mentally ill, they take the Prozac. No. They've done a whole bunch of big studies. These are all public over the last 20 years with these serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Now they're coming out with drugs that affect multiple base chemicals in the brain that are even worse. But we read the studies here on air. They take people who are depressed or got problems, and they put them on Prozac-type class drugs, and they actually get worse. They put people on sugar pill, they actually get better 3-1. And they just found St. John's wort is 3-1 better when compared to Zoloft. St. John's wort really does help people. Who, let's say in the dark of the winter, have lower levels of certain hormones, because you're not getting enough sunshine, you're supposed to get out of the house. I recommend getting out in the sun instead of taking St. John's wort, but I know folks take St. John's wort and don't have any problems. That's why the government wants to restrict you having that. That will help you with your serotonin levels. All right, we are going to end this hour now. When we come back with the second hour, I'll get to Lynn and a few others. Then we have Andre Eggleston joining us. South Florida Speaks Out with Andre Eggleston. And he written a book about the Federal Reserve. Really interesting guy. I look forward to speaking with him, and I'm sure he looks forward to hearing from you with your calls as well. We'll also throw a smattering of key news articles out at him and get his take on that. Hello, folks.